Let us bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this great opportunity. Thank you for blessing us to come into 2026. And we are just so grateful because so many people did not make it. And so we just thank you for giving us another opportunity to reflect you and represent you as we interact with all the humanity. So we just so appreciative for your power. And we just love you so much. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, so the title of my message today is Forbidden Fruit. First of all, I want to say thank you all so much for coming out today. So the way you started you off is really how you ended. So, and I would challenge everybody. I would challenge everybody. Make a commitment to God, right? And say this: I'm going to give Him at least one day a week, right? And so, and then I want to come out. And then if I can do so many other things, this is my lifeline. So let me make a commitment to this, right? Because we make commitment to so many other things, and it's important that you be serious about your spiritual journey. Amen. So I won't be before you very long, maybe 2 or 3 hours, but other than that, I'm good, right? So forbidden fruit, right? So fruit is something that you really want to consume, right? So what is it forbidden about? So why do I want to talk about the forbidden fruit? Now, it's important, and I've been talking about it when God really dropped it in my spirit, about everything's an inside job. I've been talking about it and talking about it and talking about it. And I'm going to continue because I want you guys to understand that you guys are blessed beyond your wildest dream. And I think we're in a time in our life when we understand who we are in God. And once we truly understand and we get that master key and we unlock our life changes, right? This is a different day. It's a different day. It's a day now where we get to control our destiny, right? And God resides inside of us. And whenever we can get our entire system in alignment and coherence, all right, we get to see the true blessings of God. And I talked about so many of us are dealing with so many sicknesses and disease and stress and all that. And remember, it's nothing but trapped emotions, right? Trapped issues. We have traumas and things that's going on in our life, and it becomes trapped emotions, right? And so you have this dis-ease in your body, and you end up creating a disease in your body, right? You end up being sick. And a lot of your healing is really in your deliverance. So your healing comes in your deliverance, right? And that's extremely important. So when your vibration is low, and it's really, really low, your system becomes very subject to diseases and all that. So you have to think about what are the things that's causing my vibration or my energy level, man, to be so low, right? Why don't I have this power? I go to church, I do my prayers and all that. What is it, man, that's caused me, man, to be have such a low frequency where I really can't connect with God? I can't turn the radio station and get the right dial. It seems like I can never. I always have static in my life. I'm turning the dial. I'm trying to connect with God, but I just can't connect, right? And something's going on with my radio station, my frequency, so I need to figure out what's going on. But I'm telling you, man, you are the cause of it. No one else is the cause. Remember, you're the cause of not being able to dial into the frequency, man, to be able to have the power that you need in order for you to be productive in this world, right? And it's so important for us to understand that. And God wants us to understand that. And that's why he resides in us, right, in our heart. And once we can get our heart and our mind in coherence, man, the world is an amazing place, right? So a lot of us, man, we have what's inside of us is called seven chakras, right? And those are like energy centers that's in our body, right? And those things, man, those energy force, those life force that come, the medical industry knew about it. They knew about it long before we knew about it. That's why the symbol of it is this snake that's going around this pole that goes up top, and at the top of this pole is wings. I'm letting you know that the energy flows up, right? And that's where the healing is, right? And so at the base, the bottom, is called the root chakra, right? And that energy is at the bottom, and you want the energy to move up. But the more you get into God and start to worship and praise God and understand who you are in God, the number one thing is I got to know who I am. If I don't understand God operating inside of me, I'm always looking outside, and then I'm always blaming somebody else, and I can never be what God intended for me to be, right? So I want to just open your eyes up to understand this forbidden fruit so you guys can change your vibrational level. So you can get up, so you can raise yourself higher, and your spiritual level will go a whole lot further, and you'll be so much further than where you are, right? And then it'll give you more confidence, it'll give you more boldness, right? And you'll move different, you'll feel better, your energy is different. Everything changes, man, when you understand who you are, right? Now, it's important for us to understand that, right? And remember, it's an inside job. So it has nothing to do with anybody on the outside. So we can blame all this other stuff that's going on, our job, our kids, our wife, our husband, the neighbors and all that. But it has nothing to do with any of them. It has everything to do with you because you project your world from the outs, from the inside out. Right, you project your world. So if you don't like your world, you might want to figure out, man, what am I putting inside of me? Right? Because whatever's coming on the inside is really projecting itself on the outside. Right? So I live a miserable life. Well, I might want to figure out what's going on in my life. Right? Because I'm only projecting out what's going on the inside. Right? So if I don't like it, can't nobody change it. I don't care how much they pray for you. I don't care how much they lay hands on you. I don't care what they do, man. You have got to change you. You got to transform the way you think. That's why he said we are transformed by the renewing of our mind. Right? Now, some people have the power and the energy, the vibrational energy and power to be able to move you. Now, here, the reason why they're able to do it, right, is because you believe in them. You have faith that they can do what you want done. So you ask them to pray for you, right? They say, well, how can they pray for me and make a difference? Because you believe that if they pray for you, change will happen. That's why when someone pray for you, it can work. But if you don't believe in their prayers, it can be the Pope. It won't have no impact on you, right? Everybody says it's an inside job. Now, so we got to figure out, man, what is it that's making us sick? What is it, man, that it seems like, man, is stopping us from making this connection with God, right? And since we know he's inside of us, man, what's happening? Because there's a warring in my members, right? Now, the question is, who am I feeding? Because there's two lions. So what am I feeding is the one that's going to show up in the outside, right? I just want you to understand that, right? So when Paul was writing to the church at Colossians, here's what Paul said about some forbidden fruit. He says, so put to death. Everybody said put to death. That means you got to do it. Everybody say, I got to do it. My mama can't do it. My daddy can't do it. The pastor can't do it. You know, if you're going through something, man, you got to do the work. Right? We often want somebody else to do the work. And here's the thing. The reason why we want other people to do it, in case it don't work, I can say, man, they the one. They can't get a prayer through. I remember I prayed for somebody one time, and they had the audacity to call me and tell me, when you prayed for me, man, things got worse. I said, good. I said, tell me in your life, man, when did you commit to God? What did you do? Well, I was just wondering what you did at work. Well, you got to change you, right? And so if you're not changing you say, well, I just want somebody to. No, you got to do something. Everybody say, I got to put it to death. Everybody say, I got to put it to death. I got to stop the madness, man. I got to stop the lying, the cheating, the whoremongering, the hustling, right? I got to quit playing the game. Everybody say, I got to put it to death. That's a forbidden fruit, right? He said, put to death the sinful earthly things that's lurking where? It's lurking in you, not outside of you. Everybody says in you. Listen, don't fool anybody. Man, you're not tricking nobody. Don't even try to trick yourself. You know your weaknesses, man. You know what you're doing, right? So the enemy puts things out there in the atmosphere hoping that you will go bite it, right? They put it out there and then you bite it. It's like somebody says, hey, man, it's an event going on for New Year's Eve, right? It's an event going on, man, and I'm going to, they're going to be rocking and rolling. So they put it out there, and you go bite it. You're like, yeah, I'm going there. Then you get to the club, and they start shooting and acting a fool. And you say, oh, Lord, get me out of here. He said, I told you not to go. Right? And so people, and then you bite the thing that you know, I already know is wrong, but yet I eat it anyway. And then I consume it, and then it becomes part of me. Right? I remember a guy I used to say it all the time. I don't know, Johnny, if I read it somewhere, the guy says, if I had known that I was going to be an alcoholic 20 years later, I would have never, ever took the first drink. Right? But the enemy slipped the first drink in on you. Or they slipped that phone call. That man, if I had known that it was going to cost me my marriage and my family, I would have never answered that social media DM. I wouldn't have never, if I knew it was going to cost me everything, I wouldn't have never did it, right? But I bit the fruit. I knew it was forbidden because God told me, don't do it. He told you, because I'm telling you, he operates inside of you. He told you in your spirit, now don't you do it. You said, but it sure look good. And you falling for the picture. They didn't put the real picture on social media. They didn't give you the real profile. Right? Now, so he says, lurking within you. He said, have nothing. Everybody say, have nothing. Have nothing to do with sexual immorality. Have nothing to do with it. It's going to cost you. Sexual immorality, when you bite that apple, you bite into that fruit, and you get it, don't you come crying to the Lord, saying, Lord, deliver me. He said, I told you before you bit the fruit that they weren't no good, right? And so that's how you read Proverbs, the fifth chapter, right? So the enemy lures you with things, and you got to be strong enough. Your vibrational level got to be so high. Your spiritual level, your connection with God need to be high enough to be able to recognize the enemy when you see him coming or when you see her coming. Right, and if you're not at a level high enough, you would never see it happening. And then all of a sudden, man, you caught up in it, and then you asking everybody you know to help you out of it when you should have just left it alone. Because you got a mission to be a better person, right? And he says, your impurity, your lust, leave that thing alone. You're desiring something that you know is forbidden for you. Right? But I can't help it, you know. That's just how I am. Well, you need to be transformed from the inside out. Right? You got to transform, because you know it's not good for you. Right? And so you're fighting against your spiritual nature. So you got a war going on. Your sin nature saying, do this here. And your spiritual man said, no, don't do it, because it's going to cost you. Because you're really spiritual beings having earthly experiences. But you're yielding to your earthly side. And so, I mean, so you mess up your spirit. A spiritual death is really terrible because it messes with all your energy, right? And you get down in the dumps, and you can't even dress yourself up. You can't put no Louis Vuitton on. You can't put no nothing on to get you out of that funk. The only way you can get out of the funk is you got to do it spiritually. You got to go deep down inside. And guess what? You can't go to the guru. You can't go nowhere. You got to go inside to change it. Now, you can go to somebody, and you can go to your therapist, you can go to your counselor, and they can talk to you, but they're going to tell you to go inside and fix what's going on the inside. And if you're not willing to do the work on the inside, then don't expect a change on the outside. And if you don't do the work, man, your energy level, your vibration level is going to be so low. It's like you're going to be susceptible to all these diseases, right? And there's nothing worse, man, than mental illness. There's nothing worse than being sick and they can't find nothing wrong with you, right? He says, impure, he said, evil desires. Listen, don't nobody have to tell you about those desires. That forbidden fruit, I know the desire is evil. Ask me how I know. Because the God in me told me it was evil. But I want it so bad that I put God to the side. I put the God in me to the side. So we ain't talking about the God out there. We talking about the one that's inside of you, telling you, speaking loud, screaming in your ear, run, Forrest, run. He's screaming in your ear, said, listen, it ain't good for you. Your business cannot be successful partnering with them. They don't mean well, but listen, but they're going to give me a good percentage on my return. But it's going to cost you down the road. And here's the thing. You can see through the God in you let you see through it. But and you know it's forbidden, but your desire is so strong that you just can't help it. And then what happens is you bite it, and then your energy goes zoop. Right? And then and all of a sudden you realize, man, I don't understand why it just won't work. All the numbers look right. She's so beautiful, though. He's so handsome. He seemed like the perfect person. She's just, and all hell break loose. Because you operate now your desire and not your spiritual nature. And so you got this war going on, and God is never going to let you down. That's why you know that's why he said, listen, the key now is to realize how powerful you are. Right? So you don't get to blame nobody else. I need to know he's inside of me. So people tell me, well, you can't say that. Okay, then God ain't inside you, but the Holy Spirit is. Amen. And I'm telling you, it's inside of you, man, trying to lead you and guide you in all truth. He said, I never leave you nor forsake you. And every time your situation seemed to get worse, he said, I'm going to be right there to tell you which way to get out of it. Amen. Right? But guess what we do? We don't. We just eat it, and we get sick as a dog. You know, I had a bariatric surgery in 99, right? And sometimes I eat stuff, and it's a delayed reaction. Now, I know I cannot eat no cookies and ice cream. I know it. So Ardina and I go out to eat the chili somewhere and get dessert, and that big chocolate chip cookie with the ice cream on it, it looks so good. I eat it, and I'm feeling good. It tastes so good. I like to do it, and I can't get to the car. My stomach is cramping. I'm doubled over. Before I ever took the bite, I knew what it was going to do to my body. I knew it. But all the desire was too great. And the cookie was looking just so brown and warm. Right? And that's what happens to us, man. And then I'm sick as a dog, and I'm throwing up, and I didn't give me no mercy. Well, you know what you should do. She used to be like, baby, you all right, honey? You all right? Do you need anything? Now she just shut the door, let me go in there and puke. You know, and she said, because you know better, but you did it anyway. You know, how many of us, man, God let us know something, we do it, and then we like, oh, we puking and all this kind of stuff. Our life is a mess, and we just, because we make choices, and we never, listen to me, I don't care what anybody tell you, man, we never, ever, ever get blindsided. We don't get blindsided. People, we do not get blindsided, man. The God in you always lets you know. You may ignore it. That's how much God loves you. Right? He's in your DNA. And the DNA is in every molecule in your body. God lets you know in your toenail that it ain't right. He said, don't you put on them shoes, even if they're red bottom, because they're too small. But she gave them to me in a $2,000 shoe. But you wear a 9. And then 8.5, I can make them work. Then you walk down here like this. You're not even cute. In your mind, you're cute, but everybody else said, man, she need to take them shoes off, right? But that's what we do, right? Now, so he said, listen to what he says now. He says, impurity, lust, and evil desire. Don't be greedy. Everybody said, don't be greedy. Don't be greedy, for a greedy person is an adulterer. A greedy person, they want more than what God has already blessed you with. Right? You get greedy, you want more than. That's our problem in society. People got all these houses over here. And over here, you got this. You got 9 cars and can't drive but one. And I mean, you got all these things going on. And you're so greedy, and you won't, listen to me. You're greedy, and you won't bless nobody. It seems like the more you have, right, the more you think you a different kind of God. And you better than everybody else, and they better not ask you for nothing. They should have worked like I did. Then all of a sudden, man, you get sick, and you can't even drive them. And worse than that, you mess around and die, and then everybody going to have them. Right? And so we don't understand the power of God in our life. right? But when we become greedy, that's a forbidden fruit. Quit desiring and want to get something more than what God has blessed you with. Right? Be content with what God has blessed you with. And he's going to give you enough. I was telling the lady one time, her brother had paid for her hot water heater, Pierre. And the hot water heater, and she was complaining about how hot water heater was a mess, Sister Kelly. And she said, I don't know what's going on. Her furnace was acting up. So her brother paid for a furnace. Got a hot water heater. You know what she said? I don't understand why. I need some money in the bank. I said, woman, you crazy. I said, God, you need to thank God because he's giving you everything you need. But you want, we greedy. No, I need some extra money in the bank. You don't really need no, you're just greedy. Right? And you get so much, you have access, and you won't even help anybody. You say, well, I can't do it. I've did what I got to do, so I'm not doing it anymore. So you just get all this money over there sitting over there. And somebody need help, listen to me now. I'm not talking about somebody asked you for something. I'm talking about God put it on your heart to bless them, and you refuse to do it. Knowing it's not going to hurt you. Didn't nobody ask you? You know, since you just going somewhere, you're in the store, you just want to pay for somebody's food. They didn't ask you to pay for it. Now, I know when somebody asks you, you're like, oh, man, they just begging. But sometimes, man, God tell you to do this, and you won't do it. Because you're so greedy, you want to keep all yours. Everybody say greedy. He said, don't be greedy, for a greedy person is idolatry. Worshiping the things of this world. We so hooked on materialism. We want so much stuff. We got to have our house, got to be this. I got all this nice furniture. I keep on buying stuff and all that. And the people said, keep on giving me God's resources. God bless you. Yeah, you got some nice stuff, and you just keep on buying new stuff. Just be buying to be buying. And just, you're greedy. Everybody say, I'm greedy. But you don't understand. I just want what I want. I know you do, because your spirit is off. You got to do it. You got to do a self check, because that stuff don't mean a hill of beans to nobody. Really, not even to you. That's why you buying something new. But when you got it the first time, you thought it was the best thing in the world. Right? Now, so, and about to wrap this up. Y'all think I'm not going to be done by 12:30, but I promise you I am. All right? Now what? Now here's good, because I want somebody to come back next week. Right? So here Jesus started to teach. It's talking about this forbidden fruit. He says, your eye is like a lamp that provides light for your body. When your eye is healthy, your whole body is filled with light. Right? Listen, when your eye is healthy, when I can see things and I see things through God's lens. Right? Everything here, but I see it through his lens. Right? Because I got two eyes. Right? Now, then he goes on to say this. But when your eye is unhealthy, you know, I'm looking at a Briggs, and boy, she sure look good. My eye is all messed up. I need cataract service. Because I ain't got no business looking at her that way. Right? So I'm looking at a cross eye, so something wrong with me. I got to get my eyes checked. Everybody get your eyes checked. Right? He said, now, your eyes can make you see things and want things, right here, that'll make your heart dark. But when you have a spiritual eye and you look at things, you see things the way God sees them. You even see people that way. Right? Then he says, and if the light you think you have is actually darkness, how deep is that darkness? That's the thing. Because it's so bad, right, that everybody else can see it except you. Right? That's a forbidden fruit. Right, I'm seeing things through this, and everybody else see that you're seeing things through the wrong lens. And you say, I can't believe, how did they see that? How did they, where did that come from? Because they say they love the Lord with their mouth. But their heart is far from God. Your heart is somewhere else. It's so, they don't line up. There's no coherence between the way your heart moves and the way you think, right? And here's the last verse. No one can serve two masters, right? For you will hate the one and love the other, right? He says, or you will be devoted to one and despise the other, right? You cannot serve God and be enslaved to mammon or money or material thing, because material stuff is a forbidden fruit. Everybody say forbidden fruit. When you focusing on trying to get material things and you don't care about relationships, nobody cares what you know. They care is how you care, right? And that's important. So when you don't understand what money is for, it's only a means of exchange. I tell people, you don't need money. You need relationships. You don't need money. You need relationship. And if you got a good name is better to be chosen than great riches. But when you're so concerned about material things and all you think about, man, what I can do here, and I'm always concerned about this, and I want the latest this, and I want all, and God is not in the equation. The only things in the equation, man, is me, because I want to look good for you. You know, so when I buy a new car, I didn't buy a new car just to buy it. I bought a new car, so when I pull up, everybody at the church say, ooh, look what Pastor driving today. Right? Only till I got to pay the first note. Now, God already told me you cannot afford that Mercedes. He said, you can't afford it. I said, yes, I can. And the devil, I say, listen, man, you can get it, and you don't even have to pay the first 2 months. I'm like, I know God is good, won't he do it? And then I get it on the first two, no notes, ain't nothing. I'm rolling for January and February, right? But, oh, Lord, when March comes. Yeah, and March is coming, right? So the day is coming. So when you bite that forbidden fruit and you get caught up in this material world and you don't look at people and see people the way, like God. That's why, remember when the blind man was blind and he put these spit on his eye? He said, what do you see? He said, I see people as trees, right? And then Jesus said, do it again. He said, because I need you to see people the way I see people, right? He said, I want you to see people the way I see people. He said, now let's do this thing again. And this time, tell me what you see. He said, I see men look like men now. God wants you to get eye surgery. And he wants your eyes to see the way he see. Right? And everybody says it's an inside job. It's the way I think and the way I behave and the way I carry myself and the way I move. Right? If I'm dark on the inside, I'm going to be eating fruit that I know is not good for me. Don't nobody have to tell me the fruit is no good. My mama don't have to tell me. Not my boyfriend, my girlfriend. Nobody has to tell me. The God in me is going to tell me. But if I line my life up with God and I start raising my consciousness to him and I get a God conscious and I have the mind of God. He said, let this mind be in you. That was also in Christ Jesus. If I get that mindset, then I see people the way God see people. And here's what happens. I'm just telling you the truth. I told my wife when they got ready to do the program, and the program they called them, the thing was canceled. I said, I wasn't even worried. She said, I didn't want to tell you. I said, oh, okay, good. I called Brittany. I said, listen, I'm going to raise this money right now. In 2 days, I raised $15,000 in 2 days, right? Now, listen. So what happens is all it was a good name is better to be chosen than great riches. When you walk in your right vibration and your energy level is high and you all going to God, people see the God in you. And they'll trust the God in you. He said, that's what Jesus said. If you don't believe me for the work's sake. They can see your work. But when you're eating all this forbidden fruit, they can see that too. I can tell your diet. I can tell what you've been eating because it's going to show up in your waistline. Right? I can tell what you've been eating. I can tell if you've been messing with forbidden fruit because your energy level will be down. Here's how you know your energy messed up. Every time somebody's talking to you is something negative. All you want to do is gossip. All you gotta do is find out what's wrong with somebody else. Oh, so-and-so ain't doing this. I can't believe they like this here. Then you better believe you've been eating some forbidden fruit. Don't nobody have to tell me what you've been eating. I already know. He said, Pastor, let me tell you. I got to tell you about it. I said, Lord, they had the wrong fruit. Because their energy level will be low. And all they do is they see people like trees. And all they do is talk about people, and they don't see them like God see them. And then they see people as dollar signs. Right? What they can get out of them, not what they can give to them. Not how you can be a blessing, is how can I get what they got. So my whole mind is working about how I can hustle you. That's when you mess with the forbidden fruit. So I challenge you today to do an introspection in your life. So as we prepare to go, everybody stand to your feet. As we prepare to go, I want you to be honest with yourself. I want you to be honest with yourself. Am I engulfed in the eating a lot of forbidden fruit? The choices I'm making and the things I'm doing, does it line up with my relationship with God, or am I allowing another spirit, right, to control my life? Not anybody else. I need to do something different. If you think you need to do something different, I want you to bow your head. I ain't going to ask you to come down to the altar. If you know you need to do something different, if there's some things in your life, let's everybody bow your head so anybody feel like they only somebody be looking at you, right? I want you to pray this prayer with me. Say, Dear Lord, I'm asking you to continue. Remind me how much you love me and how much you want me to love others. Remind me how important it is for me to eat the proper fruit. In Jesus' name, amen. Dear Heavenly Father, as we leave this place, never ever your presence, we ask you to be with us. Put your arms of protection around us. Remind us, Lord, give us a heart and a desire and a passion to live for you. Thank you for reminding us every time we're doing so. Now give us the strength and the power to adhere to your words as you speak to us in our spirit about making the right choice and eating the proper diet. We love you so much. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Altar's open for those who like prayer. Self-dismissed. God bless you.